Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. Welcome back to the Make Me Smart Daily Edition.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Sing-along version. Monday sing-along version, where Kai and I try to make, try our best, our darndest to make today make sense.
All y'all know the drill by now is a little bit of news, a little bit of happy stuff, and then we are out of your hair. How about that? Sound like a plan?
Some might not. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, fine.
I mean, don't you want to sing along with our song? It's so great.
We should ask Ben and Daniel if there are lyrics. Because like there are lyrics to the All Things Considered theme song, and I think maybe Morning Edition too. I don't know if BJ Lederman wrote them for Marketplace, but yeah. Oh, yeah, there are. Yeah.
Wow. I bet if there aren't, there will be by the end of this week.
That's right. That's right. Somebody write us some lyrics.
I would like to know.
Okay, you want to go first?
You should go first. Sure.
Okay.
You may be sorry.
All right, no, that's fine.
You know, it's so funny because I had put this there somewhat related, but not completely. Yep. So earlier today, I saw a story about how Mark Cuban, who definitely should not run for president, but should keep saying things like what he said today, said, I know, right? Just please, God, don't. Just don't.
Please.
Just stop with all of that.
Just don't.
However, what he said was, hey, it seems like the White House is getting some pretty stringent safeguards in place about how people should work. Now requiring masks, frequent testing, and contact tracing and isolation, right? All of the things that should be part of workers going back to work. And he said, those are the safeguards that I would like to be followed in any place that is that I operate. Otherwise, why would I put my workers at risk? And I was like, yeah, exactly.
Makes total sense.
Like, makes total sense. And then as the day went on, like, I would just like to say I really like the days when I can walk on by the stupid, as I like to say, especially when that involves Elon Musk and his tweets. Unfortunately, now, as the day, today is not the day, especially since I live in Oakland. And Oakland is located in Alameda County. So today, after raging on Twitter and on earnings calls that stay-at-home orders were fascist and they were violating people's liberties, Elon Musk sued Alameda County, meaning that taxpayer money in Alameda County will have to be used to defend against that lawsuit at a time when, as we know, state and local and county revenues are stretched, to say the
least.
And then two or B, he said he would reopen and has reopened. Basically, straight up, I'm reopening my factory. Come and arrest me. If you want to. And now a lot of people
that.
Who work.
He said, I hope I get arrested, right? Didn't he say that?
I hope I get. Well, he said, if anyone gets arrested, let it be me and only me. He volunteered, which was so kind. He volunteered to be the one guy who would get arrested as he does whatever he wants. And that is also relevant to me personally because a lot of Tesla factory workers live in Oakland. And there's no indication whatsoever that any new safety measures of the type that Mark Cuban was talking about are going to be put into place at Tesla's factories. And in case you are wondering, and these are the supporting links that you may see here in the document, in case you are wondering whether it is likely that some of those safety measures will put into place, I would refer you to stories from 2017, 2018, and 2019 referring to safety issues, ongoing labor rights concerns, and in some cases, horrific maimings occurring in Tesla and Tesla Gigafactory. Tesla Gigafactory factories? What was I supposed to do there? That was a no-win factory situation. But anyway, this is a workplace that has not respected worker rights. And by the way, when they have tried to unionize in the past, not only has there been union busting, but accusations of like threats, stalking, doxing, report like revealing personal information about people who tried to unionize after they were fired. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, now we're going to have a big outbreak in my town because Elon Musk can't wait 2 weeks, by the way, to reopen his factory. And on top of that, my county is not going to be able to, like, I don't know, pay for schools or public health or fill potholes. Because he can just sort of, like, do whatever he wants. And
so should he be
I did
arrested?
Not feel good about that. No, because that's just exactly what he wants. It's like a giant... It's just a setup.
So what's
it's
the,
a setup.
I completely agree. And it turns him into a martyr and all that stuff. But what's the appropriate sanction here?
So that is a complicated answer, but I will say I saw a tweet that at least accurately diagnosed the problem. Ryan Mack from BuzzFeed wrote and said that Elon Musk is the perfect example of what happens when the checks against power are whittled down to vestiges. His board is toothless and dependent on him. Yep. State and local officials believe their constituents are reliant on Tesla's jobs, and federal agencies have given up. Best case scenario, his board would fire him. Right? The man is a menace.
Of course. Arguably that should have happened 5 times over the last, you know, like 18 months.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, like, I don't know. Arresting him? No. That just seems like, like he is placing a bet that he's too big to fail. And he's putting my town and my county in the crosshairs, which is why it feels extra enraging. But I think it would anyway, if I'm being honest. And he's probably going to win that bet. And that doesn't feel good either.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban for president? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think so. Okay, mine is not of the Muskian variety. To Des Moines, Iowa, we go where... securitization, for want of a better phrase, has found a place in the Des Moines hotel industry. And I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but also a little bit to illustrate how serious this issue is. So the Des Moines Greater Business Association, it's called Catch Des Moines, is offering these things which it in itself calls hotel bonds. That is to say, you buy one of these bonds, it's a voucher, and then in 60 days when this voucher matures, you will get a $50 credit on this voucher. So you pay $100 right now, and in 60 days, you get $50 more, and it turns into more revenue for you, and then you can spend that in Des Moines hotels. And I mention it because I think it's really interesting they're calling it bonds, right? And let's think about...
It is, yeah.
Let's think about, let's say the interest rate on a $100 bond turning into a $150 return. That's a whole different thing. But it's really a spotlight on the thing we've talked about and that you talked about just now with Oakland not having a lot of money. These towns and cities are desperate for income, right? And it's not just the stuff we talked about the other day on the Tuesday show. It's little things like convention revenue and taxes on your hotel bills. That stuff is going away, has gone away. Des Moines hotel occupancy is 20%, usually is around 60% to be healthy. So it's really a crisis. It's really a crisis. And I just think it's a hoot that they're going into the bond business. The Des Moines Hotel Association is gonna issue 60-day hotel bonds. And I just kind of love that. That's really
I love it that they're calling that too because it's so official. And it's just
And maturity,
it's
maturity, you will maturity. Get $50, right?
It's the bond maturity that I think is so clever. There has been a really pretty remarkable amount of ingenuity, let's say. And I'm not trying to like put a positive spin. I'm not trying to spit shine a crisis here, but there has been a remarkable amount of ingenuity. And I will say overall, this, and I think this is sort of an important counterpoint to even like the Elon Musk thing, a remarkable amount of unity. In United, like pro-social
behavior.
Yeah,
generally speaking, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, like people are buying these bonds. Yeah. Like I have friends who literally every time they go to, you know, our favorite neighborhood restaurant and get takeout, buy a $100 gift certificate. Mm-hmm. Every time. They can do it. They can afford it. And they're like, we're doing it every single time. And it is not, it shouldn't go unnoticed that like 80-something percent of Americans are basically united in the right response to the, you know, are basically saying,
I think it's actually higher, but
shelter in place. Yeah. I think it's even higher. So anyway, I got myself way, way, way down the rabbit hole today. And then I reminded myself of that because that in itself, when is the last time 80 something percent of Americans were united on anything other than maybe the idea that air is necessary for life? Like, that's a big deal.
That's right.
It's a big
deal. So to be clear here, right? What's going on is this hotel or this group will take $100 worth of your money right now, and they will use it to pay bills and people and electricity and all of these things. And then in return, in 60 days, they will give you an extra. They will give you your $100 back plus $50. right? That's the deal.
Right.
They're using this money to get through the next 60 days, which is what small businesses all over the country are doing. What is my cash position for the next 60 to 90 days? That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
It's a short-term loan with a really big interest.
With a really big interest.
And you get it. You get it in the form of a credit, right? Like a form of a credit.
Yeah, it's a voucher for the hotels. It's not cash. Right. Yeah, it's a voucher.
Yep. Yes. In fact, there is a place up in Calistoga that has been offered, like emailing me weekly and offering it. And there's a part of me that's like, okay, fine. I'm in. You're right. I want that. Totally. I want to imagine going there in the future. And I definitely like a little extra buying power.
Yes.
In the future when I feel like going to a hotel. Aww. Okay. Should we get back to the happy place? Let's.
We should. Let's. Charlton Thorpe on it.
On it. I want to know more about your link. I have not clicked it yet.
Oh my goodness. This is so amazing.
I'm intrigued.
From Entertainment Weekly, a charity event which will pit Guy Fieri, he of many, many questionable Food Network shows, and Bill Murray, God. They are going to have a nacho making competition on the Food Network's Facebook page on Friday, May the 15th. Okay?
I mean,
it's who makes the best nachos. I don't care who. I just want to know that they're doing it. I completely love it. It's for a restaurant employee relief fund that Guy Fieri runs. But I think it's kind of cool. I think it's funny, and it made me chuckle. By the way, I go with Bill Murray. Guy Fieri just scares me food-wise.
I got to say, a nacho cook-off is also somehow the greatest part. Like chili, pizza.
Yep.
Mac and cheese.
Yep.
Apparently, by the way, Guy Fieri
is a Guy Fieri fan.
Has raised a ton.
Oh, he has. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Relief during this whole thing. Yep.
Yep.
That's okay. I'm here for it. I'm watching the nacho cook-off.
That's mine. That's Friday.
That sounds awesome.
That's Friday. Yes.
I had a different one, but now this is a little self-serving or at least self-referential. But Sam Sanders, our favorite. He's so great.
Yes.
He put on Twitter earlier.
It's been a minute on NPR. Yeah.
From It's Been a Minute. He was like, okay, just admit it. What is the pettiest and dumbest thing that you've complained about while in quarantine? And he was like, I yelled at the sun during a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And it was great. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to confess to a thing that I have been too afraid to say out loud, which is that a thing that makes me unreasonably furious every single day is how hard it is to open my poop bags, the dog poop bags on the dog walk. Because I can't lick my fingers. Because there's because I'm worried about germs or I'm wearing a mask. And they're so hard to open and I don't know why. And I'm just, and it was kind of cold, especially we had a long cold spring. And I just was like, I can never open my poop bag. Yeah. And I'm so mad about it. Yeah. And I tweeted it. And then I was like afraid because Twitter can be an unhappy place sometimes. All these people have this problem. Did tons of other people have the problem, but they all had excellent suggestions, such as that you can put your finger on the nose of your dog to get a little moisture.
Oh, I love that.
And use that to open the bag.
Oh, my Lord, that's really good. That's really good.
And that's the make me smile right there. So I was like, that's like the greatest and most adorable suggestion.
Put your finger on your nose of your dog.
Come here, just boop them.
I just need some nose moisture.
Just boop
your
dog.
Poop your nose, pal. You're pooping your nose.
Totally.
I'm just saying.
Adorable.
Right?
I know. Anyway, I love Twitter day. So thanks to Sam Sanders for that genius thread and all the people who suggested the little nose boop.
That's great.
Brilliant.
I love that.
So cute.
Little nose boop. All right. Oh my gosh. All right. We're out of here. That's our daily show. Back tomorrow. Getting around to modern monetary theory, people. Stephanie Kelton. She of basically all modern monetary theory expertise, not all, but she's the go-to, and we got her. Your listener questions and comments and all kinds of good stuff. We do explainers, of course, on your smart speaker. Tell your Echo device to make me smart, and Molly Molly or I will start speaking at you.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's like magic. Super weird. You already did the make me smart at marketplace.org thing, right? Subject line questions. Keep them coming. It's
like magic. Wednesdays are what do you want to know Wednesdays, okay?
Yes. Right. So you have one more day to get those in. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. We'll just trade back and forth. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. We're just going to produce the show on the fly. Tony Wagner, our senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Hethcote is our video producer. Ethan Peretz is our video intern. Thanks to writer-producer Erica Phillips, Guy Fieri fan.
Clearly, I don't get it. No. Charlton Thorpe engineered the program today. Our theme music was composed by Ben Talladay and Daniel Ramirez. The executive director of On Demand is Sitar Nieves. The senior vice president and general manager is Deborah Clark. There we go.
I mean, I will
Monday
say...
Monday's in the can. Boom, done.
I go to the diners, drive-ins, and dives places. If it's been on that show,
do
I'll go
you?
There.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I love a diner, a drive-in, and a dive, and he usually nails it.
Nailed it.